If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time for some extremely local news. Seamus Toomey joining us now with the word on what's happening to the Howard Beach and Howard Beach Park. Good morning, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, this is good news for folks living along the lakefront, not just in Howard in Rogers Park, but up and down. The Lake Michigan water had been at a 30-year high just 2 years ago. We all remember just the stories of parks being lost and trees falling into the lake. The city's been fighting back quite a bit to try to fortify the walls and save a lot of this beachfront and parkland. The lake itself is helping. It's receded now 18 inches from 2019. It's still above the July average by about 16 inches, but it's really come down a little bit, which is good news for these folks. We're seeing some updates on this now. The park district is beginning to return some of the playground equipment along the lakefront. The first place they're going to do it is the Howard Beach Park, right all the way at the top, northeast corner of the city. It's going to go in next week. They still lost their beach there. All the beaches along the front part of Rogers Park have all been lost to the lake, and they're all covered in rocks now. But if the water continues to recede, they could see some improvements, but at least it's not right up against some of these homes as it was a couple years ago, so that's good news.
So the lake is down, the levels are down from a year ago, but the levels are still above the long-term average. Do I have that right?
Yeah, exactly. It really had been rising in the past 10 years or so, and to the point where not just the beaches are being lost, but some of them, there's some homes that it's lapping up against, particularly on the south side, as folks down down by Jackson Park know that there's the water sometimes comes up over the road there on really stormy days. So it's causing lots of problems. It's getting very expensive for the city, the Army Corps of Engineers, and the state to try to hold the water back. And they're doing it with temporary walls throughout, and they're working on some different solutions as well. The best solution, or at least the biggest ally here, is when the lake itself begins to recede and gives them a little bit of a break.
Right. Let's talk about this South Shore man and a pretty incredible story about a lost ring.
Yeah, you hear these stories every once in a while, and they're always quite amazing. Long lost things finding their way home. This is a ring owned by Levante Stewart, who is the founder of a group called the Lost Boys, a Chicago-based nonprofit that does great work for local kids, getting them involved in lots of extracurricular activities. Levante Stewart was a cornerback for the Hampton University football team in the 90s. He was part of the 1994 Black College National Championship and had gotten a ring for it, a really nice-looking ring. We've got some pictures of it at blackclubchicago.org. He lost it, though, in 1994. He had transferred to Missouri Valley College at that point and had gotten into some trouble and was away. He had to go off and was incarcerated. And right when he left, what he said his so-called friends looted his apartment, took all of his stuff, and one of the worst things he lost at the point was this ring, which has got a big gem on it. He sort of assumed that this was lost for good, and then just recently got a phone call. A child playing in Marshall, Missouri, near a baseball diamond, found it in the field. Gave it to his grandfather. His grandfather got a sleuth nearby to check it out. They thought it was from the local high school. They knew better. Someone said, no way. Boonville High is, they've been lousy for too long. They're no national champs of anything. So they tracked it down. His name, Stewart, was on it, so they had a lot of clues. Called him up, and Levante had been bringing some kids down for a visit to a museum down there in Missouri, just serendipitously. So they met up, they got the ring, he told the story, and now it's back on his finger. And he said it was just, you know, one of the most important things for him that he had ever lost. And it's a sign of, you know, good things happening to people that do good.
How about that? The ring found in Missouri. I love it. And finally, Chicago's only all-girls baseball team making some waves, aren't they?
Right. Congratulations to the Humboldt Park Gators. They won the national championship at the 2021 Baseball for All tournament last week. It was held in Aberdeen, Maryland. This was a collection of all girls, 10 to 13 teams throughout the country. The Gators swept it. They went 6-0. There was a couple nail biters, but you know, they're the only all girls team in Chicago. So as you can imagine, it's hard to find other teams to play. So they actually play all boys travel teams all season, and they did quite well. So they've been practicing a lot, playing a lot. They're of course named after Chance the Snapper, the Gator found in Humboldt Park. But they had a great run, went down there and won it all. So congratulations to them. They've only been around for a couple years, and they've already got rings and great memories to share forever.
Nice going. Thank you, Seamus. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, Bob. Thank you.
Extremely Local News, sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely Happy Travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com.